Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. Broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, at the speed of the Internet, streaming online. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite and to our 50,000 or plus or minus troops over there in the Middle East. Thank you very much for standing that wall and stand tall, ladies and gentlemen over there. We got your six back here in the United States. To all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police and hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And don't forget about all the people working on the Third Watch right now. Whatever it is they're doing, however you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. It's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, back for the second hour, and for this segment, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics again. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge like we did the first hour. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, first we got to start out with keeping our eyes on the prize here over in the Middle East, watching Iraq, watching Iran. So far, nothing has transpired since the two waves of missiles, 15 ballistic missiles fired at two U.S. bases in Iraq. There are other bases there, too, now, correct?
That's true, yeah.
And I've been waiting for them to lob something at one of our other bases, but so far they've not done it. Now, they did choose to go after the Al-Iran base, which is in the western part of Iraq, and what was called the Wild West part of Al-Anbar province, and that has around 4,000 or thereabouts U.S. and coalition troops in it, plus Iraqi troops, too, as well. Now, Article 51 of the U.N. Charter is something that Javad Zarif, who is the prime minister, I think, of...
foreign minister, yeah.
Okay, he used that excuse, Article 51 of the U.N. Charter, for their reason for firing the missiles at our bases as justification for us taking out Soleimani.
Exactly. And Article 51 of the U.N. Charter, Captain, talks about the idea there's an inherent right of the individual or the nation state, basically the member state, to take measures for quote-unquote self-defense if an armed attack occurs against a member of the United Nations. But Foreign Minister Zarif has this exactly backwards. In other words, he's trying to position Iran into this idea that, well, we're just protecting ourselves.
We were attacked by the United States. Yeah, sure they were.
Right, yeah, but they attacked our embassy, among other things, obviously. They've shot down our drone. They've also, by the way, don't forget, attacked Saudi Arabia.
They also attacked one of our warships in the Gulf a few years ago.
Exactly right. So by taking out Soleimani, who was a legitimate, lawful target because he was a terrorist leader, after the attack on our embassy in Baghdad, that is actually the United States. The United States can say quite clearly that it was using Article 51, if this is what the Iranian foreign minister, if that's the road he wants to go down. But again, this is part and parcel of their propaganda war that they're trying to foist, and hopefully they think that there are going to be people in the media and also politicians who are going to carry water for them.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you all about how to do the program here in just a little bit. The thing of it is, though, with the situation that we have over there, everybody's watching oil. Oil is the key thing. We do know that Iran would love to get the price up. A long time ago, they said they needed to have $100 a barrel oil for them to get the kind of money they wanted.
Exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why they could take some pretty drastic measures in order to try to curtail the flow of oil, whether it be from refineries like they did in Saudi Arabia or through the Straits of Hormuz there in the Persian Gulf.
Right. And with all of the different escalation that's gone on with the attack on our embassy, and obviously they were trying, I don't know if they thought they could overrun our embassy. They would have loved nothing more than to get a bunch of hostages there. They didn't get any of that. We were able to repel them. And then, of course, we sent in the cavalry right after that, built up the Marine detachment that was there by about double, 2.5 times what it was. It's now bigger yet. And there's some additional weapons there that I was told are going to make convincers out of anybody, but we'll get into that if they ever have to use them. So it's not going to be an easy task for the militias or anybody to go into our embassy in Iraq or anywhere else for that matter. We've beefed up the security all through the region over there with all of our bases and all of our embassies and our consulates.
Exactly right. And then, of course, there are also many troops throughout the region as well that could be called upon at some point, could be moved around. But, you know, also, Captain, there is really maybe perhaps one person in Iran that could stop all this. That's the Ayatollah. And if they de-escalate, they could stop this.
All right. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thank you for sticking around, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him sticking around for the extra 30 minutes that we had him on the program. All sorts of things going on. When I come back, I will take another look at what's going on here, and we'll take another look around the region and around the world, too. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that operate Relief Factor out of Seattle, Washington. Now, if you're struggling with any type of nagging pain, if you've got arthritis problems like I do, that's my main problem. If you've got back pain like, again, I do, I have a fused spine. If you've got neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, maybe you got knee pain, maybe you got ankle pain, foot pain, just plain old muscle aches or pain in general, then how about trying out the non-narcotic, all-natural Relief Factor 3-week quick start program right away? Now, many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. You start out taking three packets a day with four capsules in it, all natural, and you take that for the first week, and then two packets per day after that until you use it all up. And I will tell you that it worked for me. It's worked for a lot of different people. I heard from somebody again yesterday that I had given several packets of Relief Factor because they were having problems. I said, try it. Let me know what you think. Well, it started to work for them, and they thought that it was doing better for them. They ordered the 3-week quick start. They were about into their second week of the 3-week quick start, and they said, our pain is gone. Gone. I said, oh, great. That's what it's for. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. And you can order your $19.95 3-week quick start right there today. Now, I'm telling you, it worked for me. It'll work for you. And about 80%, a little bit more than 80% of the people that order it stay on it. They stay on it because it's working for them. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? Now, Saturday, I want to mention to everybody before I get back into the news cycle here, Saturday, Two Guys Gun Show will be there, myself and the lovely Susie Q, up at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville. I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. Now, the gun show, the Two Guys Gun Show, is going on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., both days, the 11th and 12th of January. And you can browse their tables with some of the most modern, up-to-date guns and accessories. Plus, you'll see a large display, too, of antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars there for sale or trade or whatever. Now, they will tell you that you can bring, if you want to sell a weapon, you can bring the weapon with you. It has to be unloaded, of course. When you come in there, they will check it at the door to make sure that you're the legitimate owner of it and you're not just showing up with a weapon to that you borrowed from somebody or whatever, to pardon the phrase, a.k.a. stole. But anyway, that's the Hernando County Fairgrounds, Saturday. I'll be there from 9 to 3 with the lovely Susie Q. Stop by and see us. We'll be down the end of the display with a table turned up towards the front end. You'll be able to see us because that's what we like to do, so we can see you coming at us. How about that? Well, you know, Joe Biden is lying about his record. No surprise there. Of foreign policy failures. Now, President Trump right now is cleaning up Joe Biden's mess and the appeasement that they made with that they did with Iran, the Obama-Biden Iran deal, of course. That was a disaster. We all know it. It supercharged Iran's ability to fund and support terrorist activities, and it did not stop Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. As a matter of fact, it sped it up because they had the money to be able to do some of the things that they needed to do. Now, President Obama himself admitted back in 2015 that under the deal, Iran could still obtain a nuclear weapon as early as 2028. Well, how about this? They got their nuclear weapon by five or six times over right now. We believe that they have a warhead. We've believed that for some time, maybe five or six, but they just don't have the ability to be able to really hone it in and get it to where they need to have it. Now, back in September 2019, Iran admitted that it was using arrays of advanced centrifuges prohibited by its 2015 nuclear deal and could enrich uranium much more beyond the current levels to weapons-grade material, taking a third step away from the accord. And by the way, they just came out this week and said they will no longer abide by the accord at all. Now, in August of 2017, Iran refused to allow nuclear inspections of military sites, an issue that Ben Rhodes misled the American people about in 2015. And let's also take a look at one more thing before I go to the phone here. As Chuck Schumer said back in 2015, when he opposed the Obama-Biden-Iran deal, he said Iran will be able to achieve its dual goals of eliminating sanctions while ultimately retaining its nuclear and non-nuclear power. So to make a long story short, they blew it. They blew it. And now Donald Trump is trying to straighten out the mess. All right, let's go to the telephone line. I believe we've got Eric in Seminole. Is that you?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Interesting development in the last 24 hours, 12 hours.
I've been all over it.
Yeah, listen, real quick, regarding you prompted me to call in regarding what former Vice President Biden was saying. And
yep.
Senator Schumer and yada yada. Back in 2005, we were being told, the American public, the Western world was being told, and you know, no reason to doubt it at that time, that the Iranians were going to have nuclear capability within the next 5 to 10 years.
Yep.
And this was based off Israeli intelligence reports.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you've been there, right?
Yep.
I mean, you were all paying attention to the news.
I was all over it at that time. Yep.
For five to 10 years, let's say, you know, 2010 to 2015, okay? Now, during that time frame, the Pakistanis and AQ Khan, if I'm not mistaken, their nuclear guru was going back and forth within Iran.
You're right.
And at that time, that Iran, I could be mistaken on this, but if I remember correctly, that the North Koreans were providing them certain, how should I say, certain types of guidance information.
You're right. You're right. And then the North Koreans are also involved in a project. Yep.
Right. And the Russians, right? Yep. The Russians were all over it. They're all allied. Now, how does this factor into today? I don't believe that in X amount of years they're going to have, you know, they're going to have the big, you know, oorah and drop it on everybody. I believe, like others, I believe you believe also, they already have the device.
They do.
You cannot go 20 plus years with all the black information that's out there.
And they got five or six warheads. They just don't really have an adequate means of delivering it.
Delivering the vehicle, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, the gyroscopes and everything they're involved in rocketry. You know, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I play one on TV. But anyway, the situation is this. Now, you have all that going on, the hyperbole going on. Again, I think they already got it. Why would the Iranians look at hitting Dubai or UAE or whatever? Well, that's the head of, I could be mistaken, that's the Fifth Fleet headquarters for the United States.
It is.
Range. Okay, there's a lot of stuff that's forward deployed or pre-positioned that, you know,
also have the world's tallest building there, a symbol of American imperialism, Yankee imperialism.
It's almost a half a mile tall.
Tallest building in the world, yep, and I would not be surprised if they wouldn't try to take a pot shot at it.
Or drive a device into it. Or somewhere 50, you know, 100 stories up. But the next thing is, now we have a Ukrainian 737-800 that goes down just outside of Tehran that kills, reports say, about 180 people.
Right.
And there's also been reports of earthquake, an earthquake.
Yeah.
At a nuclear facility.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how deep or down low.
You know what I thought of when I first heard that? A nuclear test underground.
Something like that, or somebody's dropping things from very high altitudes that I believe they call them rods from gods.
Yep.
Way up high,
that's right.
an inertial weapon system that the inertia causes it to do things. Anyway, that's pure speculation, but the situation is that, or you know, my opinion is this: Iran has been pulling shenanigans for 40 plus years to the extent that the United Nations, even in November, was it last month or November, 85% or so of the Human Rights Council praised Iran for their devotion to human rights and protecting this, that, and the other. Yep. I thought a bunch of bravos here. I think you know, respectfully. This is just me. I think the interference that the Democrat Party is running for all these knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Okay. It's I don't want to say collusion because that's not technically illegal. You know, detrimental or whatever.
Well, it sure sounds like it.
Well, sure. If anybody remembers the Sinn Féin organization for the Irish Republican Army back in the 80s, they were the mouthpiece of the political arm of the IRA. Now I'm not going to.
Okay, we'll wrap it up because here comes the music.
Right on. I think they're running cover for the Iranians because the Ukrainians are involved in this some sort of way because not just too many coincidences. There's too many coincidences for not to be a synchronicity.
All right, gotta go.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir. Super fun.
Thank you very much, Eric. Okay, and another very enlightening call. Eric's very sharp, and he's got his eyes to the prize there. Article 51 of the UN Charter. Going to be talking about that with Denise Simon. She's going to be calling in a little bit early. Going to get her on. She's going to be with me for the next hour until 4:30 Eastern Time, of course.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen missiles launched from Iran struck two Iraqi military bases where U.S. forces were stationed, according to U.S. military officials. Iranian state-run news reported that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Air Force launched the ground-to-ground missiles as part of its so-called Operation Martyr Soleimani. The operation was named after the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike at Baghdad's international airport early on Friday. There were some Iraqi casualties at one of the air bases, but no U.S. casualties were reported, according to CNN. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said the agency is assessing the damage done by the attacks. President Trump tweeted all is well and that he will make a statement on Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the Manatee County Fair. Now, for all you snowbirds that are down here and you like going to county fairs and whatnot, coming up January the 16th through the 26th, you're going to have the Manatee County Fair. Now, there is a website where you can go and check everything out at, ManateeCountyFair.com. But in the meantime, I will be up on stage on Tuesday, January the 21st, at the Manatee County Fair. And I am going to be right there at the military night. And we will be up on stage with Daryl Worley. Remember him, the Nashville recording artist? Have you forgotten? Well, he'll be there. Special appearance by him. Special appearance by Jessica Lynch, the former POW from the Gulf War. And she was the author of a book called "I'm a Soldier Too," awarded a Bronze Star, a Purple Heart Medal, and now she supports and promotes the PTSD causes for the military. Now, this is a free admission night, and we're encouraging all the Blue Star, all the Gold Star families, any active duty military, veterans of any branch to come on over and be treated to a hero's welcome, because this is a tribute for all veterans there at the Manatee County Fair Tuesday, January 21st. There'll be a veterans parade at 6 o'clock. Everything will start indoors at the Veterans Hall at 7 p.m., and I'll be up on stage with them as well. So hope to see you there. Now, joining me right now, I've got kind of a unique tag team going on here right now, because we've got Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
From FoundersCode.com. And then we've got a gentleman by the name of Dan Gabriel, a former CIA officer, and I'll tell you how this all got about. Hello, Dan.
Good morning.
And this all kind of started because this afternoon, Denise was interviewing Dan on her program, and now we're all together here tonight, but we're here for a reason. And the reason we're here is because of what has just transpired. Now, Denise, I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to go to Dan. What is Article 51 of the UN Charter? What is that, and why is Iran spouting off about this?
I haven't read the charter, but they're talking about defending themselves. Well, we haven't attacked them.
No. attacked them. Well, they said we attacked them with Soleimani. That's where that comes from, yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't in Iran.
No.
Let's not forget this is Iran attacking Iraq.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I have to defer to Dan. By the way, hi, Dan.
Good morning, Denise. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Well, Dan, let me ask you about this, because you are a former CIA officer. You're very up on the Iranian situation and the customs and whatnot. What is it exactly that Iran is trying to prove? A lot of people are saying, and I'll just throw this in there, and then you go from there. A lot of people are saying this is so that they don't lose face, and it shows their people that they're doing something against the great Satan. And, oh, by the way, they're claiming that they not only killed Americans, but they wounded a bunch of us, and that's just not true.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to find out in the next couple hours here as the sun's rising or already has risen in Tehran, in Iraq, exactly what's happened. So President Trump is supposed to address the nation later today, and we'll have a better sense of what the damage assessment is, whether any Americans were actually killed or not. Let's hope and pray that there were not. All indications are from the initial reporting is that none were. And the other part is how many Iraqis were killed, allied Iraqis. So, yeah, now what Iran is trying to do is they're trying to boast and position, because ultimately, yes, they do want to save face. Their goal is to get the U.S. out of Iraq. They've got caught up in this kind of escalated couple weeks here of back and forth. And ultimately, they don't want to go to war with the United States, but they do want to leverage everything they have to get us out of Iraq.
All right. Now, Denise, you now have Article 51, so go ahead.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah, it says that they have the inherent right of individual or collective self-defense if an armed attack occurs against a member of the United Nations. Until the UN Security Council takes measures necessary to maintain international peace and security. So we haven't attacked them.
Mm. Now, the other thing is they made another threat. To the third wave, that if we go after them this time around, there'll be a third wave of attacks, is what they're calling it, and they're going to destroy, their words, not mine, they're going to destroy Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and they also are going to attack Haifa in Israel. Go ahead,
well,
Dan. Go ahead, Denise, and then Dan. Dan, go ahead.
They're using Fatah 110 missiles, and they have a range of about 200 to 300 kilometers. They are unguided rockets, mm-hmm. and they mass produced them beginning in 2002. So I would say that if they make those kinds of warnings or threats, that the Iron Dome or David Sling or our Patriot missile system mm-hmm. can easily be a defense mechanism. We're not using the THAAD. We don't need to use the THAAD because mm-hmm. that's a higher altitude. And the Patriot, apparently, I was actually looking into this last night, can really cover all of Iraq wherever we have it stationed.
Mm-hmm.
So... Dan, I defer to you if you know more on that.
Dan, I got a question for you. Now, you're a former CIA officer, is that correct?
Correct.
Are you former paramilitary, or were you an analyst?
No, I was an officer, but I was in the Special Activities Division, but I was not prior military.
Okay, all right. Now, I just was curious about that. Now, go ahead. Denise referred that to you.
Yeah, so, look, I would say this. If, in fact, Iran is going to target those targets which are further away, than what they targeted yesterday, they'd have to go with probably the ballistic missile to reach that. to reach both Haifa and Dubai. Now, of course, I think Israel will be able to take care of themselves. They always do. They do have the Patriot missile. And in Dubai, of course, the 5th Fleet does have the ability to use that Iron Dome and that the sea-based missile defense. So, you know, again, that would be a level of escalation that would be significant. And I think, you know, as people going to bed last night, I think the hope is now that we're on the track towards de-escalation. We're not going to be dragging Israel in or the United Arab Emirates for that part.
All right. Well, Denise, we were talking yesterday when all this was going on about 5:30 in the afternoon, our time yesterday, Eastern time, when we first got word of this. And Israel did put their planes up in the air over the Golan Heights yesterday, did they not?
Well, so did we. You know, we were flying helicopters all over airspace in Baghdad. That was one thing. Yes, and Israel was working the Golan Heights area. And so we were really doing this, I think, more of a surveillance kind of gathering thing, like who's up here and what's going on, because the airspace wasn't closed. There was still some commercial traffic going on in Baghdad, as we've kind of witnessed with the Ukrainian jet that crashed. It didn't even get above 8,000 feet.
Yeah, that was in Tehran, so, right?
Yeah. So the airspace was still happening in both countries, which was remarkable to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dan, my question to you is, Soleimani called himself a general, but the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds Force is a militia. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're a militia, correct?
Yeah, for lack of a better word, sure.
And the general thing, I don't know where that came in, but he was like the leader of that. And, yeah, they had uniforms, and, yeah, they did the same sort of thing that Hezbollah does and some of the other people that we've seen that Iran supports, al-Shabaab, for example, and al-Qaeda, I can't think of it now for a minute. But anyway, the people that they support in the region, the other different various factions that are there, including that Hezbollah force in Iran or in Iraq itself that walks around with the uniforms and a yellow flag with the, you know, they came down the street. Did you find it kind of odd that they actually marched in a formation down the green zone in the main part of Baghdad to the American embassy? Didn't you find that a little bit strange?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I think they're trying to demonstrate some level of, you know, organization, I suppose, or professional military bearing. Look, you know, the fact of the matter is that every crackpot dictator and leader in that part of the world is a general. The three of us would be generals if we were over there, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, Denise, you're going to be hanging on there, and we're going to run out of time, so I'm going to put you on hold. Just hang in there. You won't hear anything for a minute until the music starts up, so here we go. But, Dan, tell us how we can find out more about you and what it is you do.
Sure. Well, as Denise and I talked about this afternoon, I'm the executive producer and director of a movie called Mosul, which came out a couple months back, and it's about exactly what we're talking about. It's about Iran, Iraq, and the future, the coming conflict in the Middle East. It actually features the Iranian-backed militias that we're talking about. And, of course, it's focused on Mosul and the battle to defeat ISIS there, but it's all the same parties, all the same conflict, and it's okay. Kind of gets inside of what's happening.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again another time real soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care, guys.
Thank you very much. Yep, and there we go. And Denise, we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and there you go. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Show, because come this weekend, all you folks that are around and all you guys that are down here from Snow Country, if you want to go to Brooksville to the Hernando County Fairgrounds, Saturday and Sunday, January 11th and 12th, 9 to 5, both days. Two Guys Gun Show will be there with one of the largest displays of antique weapons, number one, because you'll see weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War One, World War Two, Korea, and Vietnam, and also modern up-to-date guns, as well as a large knife exhibit, and a lot of different things there as well, accessories for weapons and whatnot. And when it comes to gun shows, smaller is definitely better because you can walk around, see everything, talk to the folks. Two Guys Gun Shows, they happen to be on my preferred list of gun shows. And I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3 with the lovely Susie Q at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville. So look forward to seeing you there. And for more information, check out twoguysshows.com. That's the website, twoguysshows.com. shows.com. And I'll see you live Saturday, 9 to 3, at the show at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville. All right. Good morning again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up a little earlier than normal and coming on the program. I appreciate that because this is an all-important night, the night after, if you will, the night before with the missiles being fired. And these were ballistic missiles. Is that correct?
Well, they're called, they're a short range, yes, with a range of about 300 kilometers. There's a fourth generation of those that were being mass produced in 2012, but they're still an unguided rocket. And Iran supplied a whole pile of them, during, well, to Syria as well, so they had been applied there. We are watching, we know very well. I was actually communicating with a bomber pilot that I happen to know is now retired, but he was actually saying based on some of our technologies that we have in space, we know exactly where these missiles were launched from in Iran, too. So based on the fact that we know those things and we did not take any offensive or defensive measures to take out those sites in Iran, that tells you that all the hyperbole that the Democrats were saying up until the attacks last night was way off base. Didn't start a war.
Now there's people that are saying that they intentionally didn't target the housing where the U.S. military were located, and that this is just kind of like a little warning thing. Is it you buy that?
Well, there might be something to that, certainly based on Zarif's tweet that he put out. So there might be some clues in his tweet that would necessarily confirm that they were just, because he said this is a slap in the, Rouhani said that this is a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Tehran is trying to say that we've got some injuries and even some deaths, but they, you know, we're lying about it.
Well, it's the Iraqis that I don't know about deaths. We haven't heard about that, but we do know there were Iraqis that were wounded.
Well, we were told that, but then all of a sudden that's also changing too.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know those specifics. It may be that Iraq doesn't want that information out.
I would say that's a good possibility. Now, I got a question for you because I'm sitting here wondering, ballistic missiles, okay, we've got naval forces in the area, in the Gulf, and over there in the Indian Ocean side and whatnot, and not very far away. Are they're within range of Iran. Is that an adequate assumption?
Yeah.
Do you think they would be stupid enough to take on one of our naval ships and run the risk of really getting lambasted if they were to hit one?
I don't think that they would go that far right now, but we are prepared. I mean, let's not forget that we have some amazing abilities, and I mean, they can try whatever they may, but I don't think they will. On our Navy ships, but, you know, we have too many defense systems and we have too many warnings and whatnot, so I don't think that anything would affect our ships.
Okay, and then you've got the proxies. I'm kind of sitting here waiting for something to transpire somewhere else in the region. We already know what happened in Kenya. That was Al-Shabaab out of Somalia.
Unrelated.
Well, okay, but do you think that some of their proxies will react in an offensive manner somewhere?
There's that possibility, for sure. And so that was yet another thing that I was inquiring about last night with some of my contacts, that what other countries, non-Iraq countries, that we have forces, are they ready for? And they are very, very ready because, I mean, we've got We've got about 63,000, maybe close to 70,000 troops over there in the region now. And wherever are their base, from Kuwait to Oman to Dubai to Saudi Arabia and whatnot, they're all at the ready. Even our aircraft that we were flying last night was battle ready.
Right.
So we would never not be battle ready and hardened going into this. Now, what's particularly interesting, and I was really kind of watching carefully yesterday, that we have heard a lot of chatter that something was going to happen yesterday. And I know Fox was very, very careful not to say anything, but as the thing developed, it was clear that they knew more than they were telling.
Yeah.
Which then said that we knew more, and this wasn't a big surprise to the United States that Iran was going to launch these attacks.
And by the way, some of our allies in the region, Canada, for example, pulled all their troops out, and some of the other European countries, the smaller countries that had 100 here, 100 there, they pulled their people out, too, because of this.
Well, yeah, and the oil facilities in Iraq had really shut down. They had told their employees, you know, get out and or go here or go wherever. So we were giving appropriate warnings based on wherever these Fatah 110s would be launched.
Now, do you think, and this is a thought, and this is a threat that we've heard before, do you think Iran will take a shot at the oil fields over in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I do. And you can bet that the conditions there now, based on that happening before, just what, four, two, 3 months ago,
correct,
that those are necessarily hardened down, too.
Now, if they shot at Saudi Arabia, would Saudi Arabia shoot back?
In a defensive mode, yes.
I believe they might. I believe we might see some missiles going over into the, oh, I don't know, maybe the Iranian oil fields. And by the way, they have three refineries in Iran, correct?
Who?
Iran.
They've got three refineries?
Iran has three refineries, I've been told. Is that true?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, I've been told they have three, and I wouldn't be surprised if they have two after today.
Oh, I don't think. We're not going to bomb them.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, because that's been mentioned.
But I've been wrong. I've been wrong.
Okay, that's been mentioned in several different.
I don't think so.
That's been mentioned in several different circles all night long by different experts that have come on Fox News and have been talking about it. So just that's what they're
saying. Well, what they're doing is that, yeah, what they're doing is really kind of floating a warning out there. And you know that Zarif or Tehran is watching every single person
PSYOPs
that they think is important in
yep
the United States,
yep,
what they're tweeting, what, you know, they're watching news media, the whole thing. So they're watching, and as long as we know that they're watching us, watch them, you know, we're kind of floating these things like, you know, better be careful.
Well, and I can see
so
where some
Europe,
I'm sorry.
Europe would be a little concerned because they buy oil from Iran.
I can see here on one of the websites that I'm on that where people are listening from, and we've got about seven or eight people in the vicinity of Tehran that are listening to us right now. Just saying. Alrighty, I'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Yep, that's absolutely true. We've got eight people in and around Tehran listening to us right now on the internet. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.